Hi guys, I hope you've been having a good week and welcome back to the toy review. Maybe I'll come up with a catchy name for it at some point. I figured this week I would try something shaped a little different and a little bit exciting that I. Okay. Let me back up. I'm already excited. So this toy is from an indie shop called Gelatinous Creations, and the name of it I'm almost certainly going to butcher, and someone will tell me how to say it properly, and thanks. I listened to Google Translate 5 times. We'll see how this goes. It is called Cerise. That's close enough. I'm just gonna call it a Sarah for the rest of the review because I don't want to butcher the name every time. But so he's a medium soft Sarah. There will be pictures of it on my profile. And a short written review in the Bad Dragon community if you are more interested in reading about it, which will almost certainly be a little bit more coherent. So I got this guy a couple months ago, and I think I've used him twice. I'm bad. So like this spring was kind of busy and there's a little bit of extra cash in the bank account and I might have released some pandemic frustration through purchasing toys. And this was one that came in during a week where a couple other toys I was really excited for also came in, and it's not that he isn't gorgeous and beautiful and really exciting. He just kind of keeps slipping my mind, which is funny because the shop logo is a gelatinous cube from D&D. No trademark. It's not a D&D thing actually. I'm sure it's a cartoon of Jell-O. The fuck. Anyway, slimy. It slipped my mind. But he's been sitting there in the case, just looking at me, being like, "Bitch, what the fuck are you doing? I've been here the whole time." And I was really excited to get him. So a really quick rundown of how he looks. So this guy is kind of an equine horse type dildo, in that the head has kind of a nubbed flange that's how many points do we have? Five, six, seven, eight, nine. More than the fingers I have to count with at the moment, but not many more. And it's got that flat top of the head with like it bulbs up a little bit, but very horse-like in that way. And then the shaft is where it gets really interesting and the thing that makes it really exciting to even just look at. So the shaft is fairly thick. I can just barely wrap my fingers around it by squishing it. So he's pretty thick. To begin with, he's thick, but then he has these nubs that are coming out all over in kind of a symmetrical pattern down the shaft. So there's like top nubs that are almost like he's pierced all down the center of his shaft, on both the top and the bottom, real nubby boy. And then there are larger ones, kind of at the 10 and 2 position, and then at the 3 and 9 position, you have these really big nubs that have a circle of little tiny nubs around them. He's a really nubby boy. He's not super, super long as far as all of the dicks I collect. He's still like He's a generous average length, is what I'm going to say. So it's about the same length as my hand. About an inch shorter than my hand, actually. So it's not like he's going to absolutely rearrange me, but that means all of the textures are going to be right at the most sensitive parts, and it's going to be really exciting in that way. He has a really nice wide base, so he stands up really nice, which is always good for gripping. Because he's a soft, he's also easier to grip around the base, and that's good for when you really want to dig in and go to work. This one is part of the reason why I got this one is because it is a really wild rainbow marble twirl type thing. The most predominant color is a really pretty yellow, like a golden yellow, and I'm not usually a super big yellow fan, but it looks really sharp with the rest of the rainbow running down with it. So you have an orange, pink, purple, blue, green schmoosh. I will have pictures in my profile, like I said. It's really pretty in the color transitions. There's lots of ribbons to look at, and he is fun to stretch and squish, and there's lots of little points that you can stimulate. I'm sorry, guys, I'm not 100% sober. That's what I'll say. There's lots of good stimulation points. So, he would be a really interesting, hard to explain office desk buddy, you know? Anyway, I guess the one other part about his shaft is he's kind of almost shaped like an S. So he's got a swoop down, and then on the upper portion, it kind of swoops up in sort of a bulbous S shape. The pictures will really do way more than all these words will. But I think I described it pretty well. He's gonna be a good time. So, I do usually like to give you kind of a context of how I'm feeling today. Just gonna pause and take a drink. I guess just really quickly, some comments on the quality in general. I'm really excited about this toy. It's UV reactive, so it shines in black light, and it also does it glow in the dark? I need to come to these better prepped. I literally just wake up and I'm like, I'm going to record a toy review today, and then I grab whatever looks interesting. And then I come into the closet and I try my fucking best to make it good. So, I'll have to let you know if it's glow in the dark or not. About the shop quickly. They are an indie shop. I honestly don't know a ton about them and should do some better research. But I do know that they've been around for a little while now because I have been looking at their stuff for at least a couple years. They also offer Kegel toys, and they just do these really wicked, really bright pours all the time. If you are into neon rainbows like this one, they do some really cool stuff. So, I would recommend you check them out, and maybe you or someone you know would be interested in something they have to offer. Anyway, That's just me doing a review thing. This is not sponsored either. Everything is purchased by myself with my own money. Nobody's making me do this. Nobody's asked me to do this. I'm doing this on my own. For legal reasons. I just claim that now. Fuck. Legal reasons. Okay. Without further ado, I think I do like to give you a context of where I'm at today, how I'm feeling, just so you have a good mental image to work with. And I guess I will have a disclaimer, and there will be two versions of this audio. One with full details for people who don't give a fuck about squeamishy things, and one for people that can't handle it because it's completely understandable. So I'm just gonna have a little break here, and this is the only spot where I'm gonna talk about it. I'm just gonna jump in here really quickly because I feel like I got off track when I was talking about where I'm at physically and mentally today. It's late in the month. I woke up not very interested in doing anything today, and then I had to record, and the thing that I was working on was not going well, and I said to myself, well, you have to do something with yourself today, and I like to have one of these for every Thursday or so, just to give myself something regular to focus on while I spin my wheels elsewhere. Real good. Okay, bye. That's my little injection of dumb info. I feel like at some point I'm going to have to use lube in these reviews, but it's not really today, I guess. I'm like a little bit tender, you know? I can feel my hormones making parts of my body shrug off other parts of my body, and it's like pinchy. It's not necessarily a good time, but whatever. I don't care. That's how I feel today. So one thing I do find with the equine, the horse shaped toys is they're kind of like, they can be a bit awkward to get in to start, and when they're in, that's, you know, it's already stretchy. And the other thing, too, is just the way I'm shaped. I know the swoopy, curvy shapes work really well for me. So have the head in. And I might have to, well... the way it has to position itself to get in, it's hitting like the, how to describe, it's not the back wall, it's the, like, the back part of the entrance. That area is a really sensitive spot for me for some reason, and when it has a bit of pressure, that feels really nice, and it's not so bad that it's a bit of a struggle to get the head in, because that feels really nice, and I really like the nubs. You know, if you spin it, you can feel them. Which maybe we'll spin them a bit for something fun and different to do. And I might take a drink of water. As I make these, I start to wonder how. Sorry. I'm just sitting up a bit and I've got the dildo wedged on the floor so I can just kind of lean on it while we take our hydration drink. I find myself thinking about how I want to do these reviews, and I feel like the appropriate thing to do is to not cut every time I take a drink, so I hope that doesn't bother anybody, but it's a thirsty job. And I figure it's good for everyone to take a drink now and then. I recommend water right now, but someday I'll have something different. I'll get fucking wild. So back into position. I like leaning back. The space that I record in is basically the floor of a walk-in closet. And the way everything's set up, I can wedge myself between a dresser and the wall, and that gives me really nice access to all of the good parts. So he's a little bit. I might have to go back on the lube thing just to start. You know what? Nope. We're here for a fun time, not a hard time. If you want me to tell you what my favorite lube is, let me know. Because I only really use one brand and I don't know how popular they are. They are a little bit expensive, but they're really fucking good. And with silicone toys, you have to use a water-based lubricant because a silicone-based lubricant will fuck your toy up. And that's your own fault and will not be covered under any sort of warranty. So don't do that unless you like fucking your shit up. So I just did like a penny's worth of lube because it doesn't need that much. So I come back to he's thick. At least thicker than oh fuck yes. Thicker than three fingers, my three fingers. And oh shit. I don't know why I hadn't thought of that. Because of the nubs, if I spin him, I don't even have to put him in that far. And he's stretching all of the good parts. And those nubs feel really good. I think I have him about 1st swoop is in. Jesus. The way it gets into my cunt, it's got like a popping sensation. And it feels great. Oh, fuck. Because he's soft, if clench down, I can push him out. But if I hold him in place and do that. One thing that's really nice about the way the base is shaped is it's not really bulky. It's I really like the nubs. I really like the nubs. The base is really good. It's easy to grab. Sometimes toys have. The base is too bulky. And I appreciate the effort put into too. Lucky, come on. It's good. I really. So I guess to illustrate some of my personal bias, I really like soft toys. Drink. They're really nice in that if you just want to insert them and then clench down, they give a little bit, and that's a really fun sensation to just clench down and just work yourself a little bit. And the way, fuck yes. The way the base is shaped makes it really easy to spin the toy. It's it's not too bulky. Yeah. Really, really great bass. I need to talk more about the base. It is. If I angle it a certain way. I can't hear that. It's like popping in. One of the ridges is popping in on my G spot. Making me kind of creamy. I think I'll try a grinding position after I take another drink and get myself together a little bit, and I'll think about what else there is to talk about in regards to this toy. I'm sure it'll feel fucking great, because I knew I was going to feel so bad for just ignoring him this long. Like, I knew he was going to be a good toy. I knew he was going to be a good toy. I love him. He's so beautiful. But he just kind of came at, like, a really weird time where I was distracted by a bunch of stuff. And, shit happens, you know? So it's all right. I'm really glad I'm getting to know him now. I knew he was gonna be good. I really like the way that it pulling it out has left me a little bit. I can feel the wetness dripping a little bit, you know? I guess I'm a bit stretched. So anyway, I think I'm all back together. We're gonna do another drink of water, fuck. I guess I can talk a little bit about some of the reasons why I bought this one in particular. Besides the color, I try not to get too... I'm gonna put them back in and then get... I try not to worry too much about the colors of the toys I get. I have, fuck yeah, like, I have my preferences. I kind of like, I quite like rainbows, because it's shiny, cute. Fuck yeah. Shit. So I bought this one partially because the color, the way the nubs are rubbing against my lips, that grip, you know, that's a sensation you don't really get that often with kind of intense because there's more texture there to work on. And the way the toy is shaped, it's stretching me open and it's pushing on my G-spot. And I only recently learned about the A-spot. Maybe I might be really fucking late to this. But it's kind of a spot just deeper than the G-spot, in the same area though, and it's a slightly different trigger, and you have to go Google it, because I'm not in sex educate here. I'm so wet. That's not grinding, you liar. I was talking about something. I guess that's one thing that I find a little bit disappointing with some of the horse-shaped models. The ones that I have anyway are often a really smooth texture, and it's really good when you don't want a lot of friction and you want to get it in deep rather than like, I feel like if I got fucked with this hard enough, it would be like an exfoliant for my vagina. Oh my god. But like, in the best way. That sounds so fun. I guess we'll have to try at some point, right? I guess I'll just have to try. The other horse models tend to be very untextured, and they're good for depth play, but it can occasionally feel a little bit like fucking a water balloon. And that's fine if that's what you want, but I really like yes. To clean up, guys. Oh, fuck. I don't know if it all comes together. The reason why I mentioned the A-spot is I almost certainly haven't mentioned it because I feel so dumb about it right now. I can squirt. But it's only really with stimulation. Stupid. Quit using big words then. You need that spot. It, you know, things get messy. Fuck. It's a good thing I put a blanket down. It's hot. I knew he was gonna be good. I don't know why I didn't play with him before. It's like he's punishing me now. Gonna take a drink. I'm gonna take a drink. So stupid. I woke up this morning not even feeling interested in doing anything sexual. Oops. That's a good call, though. Okay. I guess I'll start at the top of things. Visually, as a toy, it is a very interesting thing to look at. He can look really extreme. And he kind of is. If you're not a fan of heavy textures, I don't think he will be for you. But if you do like textures, it's I'm dripping. I'm a fucking mess. I'm just gonna let you guys know that really quickly before I forget. Visually, the toy looks great. Again, the colors are really. He's one of the prettiest things in my cabinet, especially when the UV lights are on, the black lights are on. And he's one of the most rainbowy ones. Just real good toy. Real good toy. Design wise, he works really well for me. I could see myself wanting to try a small and a large. More. I feel like the small would be a really good, like, lazy day plaything. And the large is when you. Well, the medium didn't exfoliate your pussy enough, so you have to shove something larger in there to just make sure you get into all of the crevices. A large one of these toys would be intimidating. The sculpt is cool, the design is cool. I like that it's a little bit different for a horse type cock, as like a base. I do not like that the name is hard to say. I'm sorry. I'm a dumb hoe. I don't know how to say it. Especially at this point of things. It's a good little Sarah, spelled Sera. I will have a link to the shop in my the post of my profile with the pictures. Overall, I feel like I really are any of these really gonna be like that bad, do you think? Do you think anything's gonna get lower than like B minus? Because I have to pretend like there's a standard of some sort. When the standard is just, it made me come. It made me come. A plus. Real pretty. Real good design. Real good fuck. Ladies. Gentlemen. Everyone else in between and beyond. I think it can be a really fun toy. Well, vaginally, obviously. But anal-wise, if you're into weird shapes and stuff. Especially the soft. Like, the texture is quite extreme, but the soft silicone makes it not that rough. You know? It's like the right amount of rough. And all of these nubs are very well rounded, so they don't really dig into anything. It's almost like a cartoony design in a way. Yeah. Cartoony is a good word for it. It's got some veins. Real good toy. Really recommend you check out the shop. I know I want to get more of what they have to offer. Because again, they do some really awesome silicone pours, and it's so pretty. It's the only one is a pretty dick. Is that so much to ask for? A cute one, maybe? A thick one? One that's shaped exactly like this, but attached to someone else. Real, real fucking good. Thank you so much for listening. This has been. I'm in the process of trying to set up some stuff off Reddit, and I guess when I first started doing this, I didn't know if that was even a possibility. So now, like a month into it, I've just been having so much fun, and I am so happy to have just one more reason to play with my toys and talk about them. And yeah, thank you for listening. You can have a good day, or good night, or whatever. I hope you got off to this. That's what it's here for. Okay, bye!